Spy Family coming out with their own movie.
Code White.
I don't think it has enough headway to become a theatrical release. Ryan Reynolds has requested to quit dropping leaks of the movie.
I kind of agree, man.
Robert Englund will always be the GOAT, but if you see that movie poster going around, fake, not real.
Bob Iger says company's movies have been too focused on messaging.
If looks like a pretty damn good movie.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. So Civil War seems to be a movie about what would happen if like Texas and California were to secede and start a civil war.
This is more on my field.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SF Files. I'm your host, Guns. And today, as my co-host, I have the fat, the ugly, the one and only Grinch, aka Bogus Bird.
What up?
And as my other co-host, I have the legendary Santa Claus himself, the fat man, Agent K.
He's a ho-ho-ho.
What's going on?
And he admits it.
Yeah.
Good evening, my fellow
hookers. I heard hookers.
Wow.
For our first one, we have Spy Family coming out with their own movie.
Code White.
Yes. Code White.
Code White.
So, Guns, I know you haven't watched any of this.
Not at all.
Related to this.
Except for Metal Alchemist.
We talked to you about it.
It's a crime.
We talked to you about it a while back. Telling you to watch it because it's one of those sleepers where it looks a little weird, but when you start watching it, it's
a little weird. It's still a little weird.
Chef's kiss.
Still a little weird.
It's still a little weird, but it's good. It's good.
It's an anime version ish of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, kind of, but more Japan. Kind of. Yeah, more.
More Japan. There.
Mm-hmm. More Japan. Yeah.
Yep. More Japan. Yes.
Okay.
I get. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's fine. One of them is a spy, one's an assassin, the little girl is a mind reader, and the dog has like some sort of like psychic powers. Yeah, they have psychic battles all the time, and
every time you say psychic,
dude, I know, like, it's throwing me off. Okay, no psychic battles, but it's like an everyday life kind of thing where they're trying to prevent a war. And they're having to go through steps to get to the leaders of the country.
And you said that they're on opposite sides, right?
They are not on opposite sides, but, I mean, things do happen to go in not the right ways that they would like them to.
Oh.
Which leads to adventures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the dude, he's a spy, right? He's underground government stuff. While the chick is an assassin, more underground, not legal stuff, kind of have the same goals, kind of sort of aligned together, but they do not work together. And the little girl, Anya, being the mind reader, she's trying to keep her family to stay together, so she occasionally helps.
She intervenes.
Yes.
To in her childish ways, to like how she thinks, oh, this will work out good. But then it doesn't work out as well as she does.
So the mom and dad essentially just see it as work, but the kid sees it as a family, like a legit family?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. For her, it's a family. For each parent, it's a cover. It's a cover marriage. And they don't know that one's an assassin. They don't know that the other's a spy. So they're both, they both think it's a real cover marriage. Well, I guess it is, right? It's chaotic, dude. It's fun, chaotic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's been announced that there's going to be their own special movie kind of thing. It's a movie. Anime movies are becoming more and more popular. And so finally, one of the biggest hits of, I don't know when this came out, I think 2022, it's finally getting its own movie. What it's about, I haven't looked into it yet.
They do have a trailer out. It doesn't show a whole lot. It just kind of, I do know that it's off the cuff. It doesn't follow the manga, but it is their own little side thing. So it's going to be more like they're pretty much going to have to save the world in some way. Anya, the little girl, she does something. She starts something that could cause the end of the world, and now it's up to them to fix it, put it back together before it implodes and just
cool.
So it should be fun, should be cool in its quirky, fun manner that they do in each episode. It should be fun in the movie.
Sounds cool. Yeah, I would really prefer that they keep it as a side story. Like, when they do One Piece movies, they don't really line into the actual storylines. Kind of like the DBZ movies. You can kind of place them where they might be. Like, maybe they were, like, around the Cell Saga. Maybe they were around the Frieza Saga, whatever. Because of, like, the certain powers that they have and things of that sort. But they don't really fit anywhere, per se. I'm glad they didn't try to fit this into the storyline.
Non-canonical, non-canonical.
So when something big comes out, so say, for example, when Dragon Ball Super, Resurrection of F came out, Broly came out, One Piece Film Red came out, the Gold movie came out. Those movies had their own theatrical releases, right? Do you think Spy Family is big enough to have a theatrical release, or is it going straight to Crunchyroll, straight to streaming, Hulu, Netflix, whatever it may come out on?
I don't think it has enough headway to become a theatrical release. I don't think it's big enough. Like you said, it just barely came out last year. I don't think it has that, like, a big as a fan base where they would trust it to release in theaters yet.
I mean, it has a good-sized fan base.
But theater wise,
but the name, so you don't think the name is big enough to...
No, I can see Dragon Ball Z for sure. That's been out for how many years? Like 30 years?
Yeah. And then something like My Hero, One Piece, they had their theatrical releases. This, honestly, I don't know. I do agree with Kay. It has a strong following. The fan base is strong. But I don't know if that base is large enough. At least not in the States. I don't know. But whatever the case, this movie should be releasing in 2024. I don't think they give a release date. But other than 2024, dude, yeah, like you said, I'm excited for this. I want to check it out. I'm going to watch it.
Meh.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a watch.
Meh.
And who knows? By the time it comes out, 2024, maybe it'll be big enough to have a theatrical release. Remember.
But you know what movie I'm going to watch? Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't been really keeping up, Ryan Reynolds has requested the fans to quit dropping leaks of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? As much as I hate to say it, and I actually don't hate to say it much, I kind of agree, man. Especially with like a big movie like this, I want to be surprised. Like when Spider-Man was coming out, No Way Home, bro, I wanted to be surprised. I didn't want to know for a fact if Tobey, Andrew Garfield were going to come out. I didn't want to know exactly what enemies are coming into it. I want to be surprised.
Agreed.
And with this whole Deadpool thing, there have been so many leaks. And what I'm kind of glad about is people have taken it upon themselves to start photoshopping random characters into these pictures to make it look like they're also making an appearance. So that kind of, if you're not really looking too deep into it, some of these look like they...
They're
really well photoshopped.
Yeah.
So that kind of keeps the mystery who really is going to show up.
So, because Predator's Fox property, correct?
Correct.
What they're doing, that everybody from Fox and Disney's going to be in the movie.
There was a recent leak of new characters. Like, unfortunately, I did see them, and I think they're awesome. But at the same time, it's like, did I need to know that? And these photos were re-released, I think, by Ryan himself, actually. He retweeted them, and they were photoshopped. And like you said, Guns, Predator was in one of them. Mickey Mouse was in another. They changed the Fox logo in the background. I'm not 100% sure. I think it says K. I don't know what that says.
It's fluffy.
And then there's a one where a guy's holding a thing says, Wally, lower the cue cards. I'm guessing Wally from Disney's Wally. Steve Urkel was in there. Like, I mean, Jaleel's white in this movie. That'd be cool. But it's just not. No, man. They're clever. It's a funny way for Ryan to poke fun at the situation. But honestly, I kind of feel like he was pissed. Like, he's asking people to not spread out these leaks and not... Like, I think he was pissed about it, but at the same time, he handled it in such a finesse way. Like, he put out this statement right here.
Surprises are part of the magic of theatrical movies. It's important for us to shoot the new Deadpool film in real, natural environments using practical effects as opposed to making the movies indoors and digitally. Telephoto lenses continue to spoil surprises and create difficult situations for everyone. Here's hoping some of the website and social channels hold back showing images before they're ready. The film is built for audience joy, and our highest hope is to preserve as much of that magic as possible for the finished film and the big screen. Part of the reason people post spoilers is because they're excited. I realize these aren't real world issues, and it's firmly in the good problem bucket. I love making this movie.
Yeah, very classy, man. Very classy of the man. He's obviously got a good press team, good media team. They know what to say. They got a Hollywood beefcake. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, he's got a good team going, so what? Mm-hmm.
What's stop talking about my man's. I mean, like, about my boy. That's my boy. My homeboy.
So, I think maybe we're going to cool it here. Like, we would openly speak about leaks and this and that, but I think we might cool it a little bit for going forward 2024. We might cool it off a little bit on leaks. What do you guys think?
I agree. It's a very big movie that you think a lot of people are going to go watch, but if it's something like the Freddy's Night of Horrors.
Oh, you're talking about Dylan's New Nightmare?
Yeah, I didn't care for that. You can leak that.
Well, that one was a little different because more or less, we're kind of spreading the word that this movie is real. Dylan's New Nightmare.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't an official sequel. It was more of a fan-made underground indie kind of film that someone followed up.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a really cool idea. Actually, I haven't seen it just yet. I know it's out.
I actually have watched it.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah. Okay. So essentially, Heather Langenkamp, this is after the one where she comes out and she's an actress and Freddie was always just a movie character. This is after that. So Dylan, the child who she had in that movie, grows up and he is having to deal with the traumas of his childhood, which was living through Freddy and him kind of getting over that and possibly falling back into that trauma. They revisit some of the things that happened back in those movies. It was interesting. It sucks that it was a short film because I feel like they could have made the story grow so much more than it did. There's some of the parts that kind of fell flat for me a little bit. I wish that they would have expanded or possibly gone further with the Freddy, with the mom, Heather. It was a little, I think, I was a little underwhelmed with it.
Okay. Is it worth watching, though, would you say?
I think it was about 15, 20 minutes. No, you know what? That's a lie. I think it was closer to 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it's worth a watch. If you're a fan of the Freddy movies, I would say give it a watch. I think it's interesting. It's cool. It's interesting to see how they try to progress the storyline after.
Very cool. Where can someone watch
this? If you want to watch this, on the Horror Show channel YouTube page, just look up Dylan's New Nightmare. First thing that pops up.
Nice.
Huh.
Very cool. And to top it off, there is a poster that I keep seeing going around online. It's getting a lot of attention. This poster is for Freddy Krueger, right? It says, Wes Craven presents Freddy's Nightmares Halloween 2024, starring Robert Englund. This movie poster is absolutely 100% fake, not real. I did read somewhere that there's a script for a true sequel in the works, but this is not real. This is fake. First of all, Robert Englund has retired his character earlier this year. I want to say in March or May. He said that he's pretty much done. He's too old and a little extra bulky. He's earned his time. He good. But he is retired Freddy Krueger, and the next iteration of Freddy will be played by somebody else. So if you see that movie poster going around, fake, not real. So far, we do not have a Freddy in the works for 2024.
Yeah. If I might inject myself right here, you know who actually did do a pretty good job of being Freddy Krueger?
Don't tell me he's a fish face guy.
Yeah, Rorschach.
I think I just heard Minarum. He just had a mangasm.
Jackie Earle Haley. Yeah, dude, he did a really good job. I wasn't a big fan of the makeup. I feel like if they can give him a new mask or new makeup, I think he did a really good job with it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, brah.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, Robert Englund will always be the GOAT, but yeah, he did a pretty good job.
Right.
Script could have been a little. The movie went dark, but it took some turns that maybe it was kind of questionable, like
inappropriate.
But they did give it a pretty good twist in there. If they can change up that storyline just a little bit, I think it's solid.
Yeah,
but the actor himself did. I think he did great.
Well, we're on the topic of fakes.
Another fake image that's been popping up that our brother Guns over here absolutely fell for.
He was 100% convinced.
The land. Oh. He sent it like five times.
Not even.
The five land times. Before
yeah. time. I send it that five time. Times. That many times, guys. That many times.
The land before time is also when Guns started sending this because... That's how long he's been believing it's real.
That's like the age of BB right there.
This thing looks fake.
100% fake.
This looks like some Cocoa Melon kind of graphics.
Hey, with these Pixar freaking movies, I wouldn't even pass it by them, honestly.
No, you know what? Pixar got pretty good animations. This doesn't look like Pixar quality. So this one I know was pretty near and dear to BB over here. His favorite part was when the mom dies. He said he cheered for her. He's like, yes, come on. He loved
it. Whatever, Littlefoot.
Didn't make him cry.
Terrible. There's a little more my generation. I will say that the line before time, the first two, maybe three, were huge back in the day. It kind of died down into straight to DVD releases. It just kind of wasn't as popular, I guess. I don't know what happened. But it was popular enough. They released like 13, 14 movies, dude. It's insane.
I think that's why the momentum died down after the 12th one.
12 is the number?
They should have. Oh, okay. Yeah. 12 was the number.
But yeah, man, it's been years really since The Land Before Time has been in the headlines. And somebody decided to make up this movie poster. It looks 3D generated. It has AI generated. Disney and Pixar. The logos up top, which this time it has the correct Disney logo, not like the two girls, one cup, where it was obviously super fake. But this one.
But Guns believed
that. Yeah, totally.
And
totally.
Then he made us watch that movie. But this.
That's bull crap. He made us. Almanar. He made
that's
us.
Like he's his cup of tea right there, dude.
Insisted, though.
Man.
Nah, I wouldn't have fished that with the 10-foot pole.
But this poster, again. Says, revisit these little feet again in 2025. 100% fake, not real. First of all, the rights do not belong to Disney, and this does not belong to Pixar. It belongs to Universal, if I'm not mistaken. There's no. 100% fake, dude. This is not happening. And either way, I doubt that they would want to do this. They already have their own baby dinosaur movie.
Oh, the one that had like two brothers and then he got separated and then he's with the little caveman kid.
Yes, that one.
And then the freaking flood or something like that. And then what, his dad dies or something like that?
The Good Dinosaur, there it is, 2015. They got their own. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got their own version. Why would they want to undercut their own movie by taking on someone else's property, you know? And there's no way, man. They wouldn't do it. There's no way they would do it.
Yeah.
Pixar, it's not Pixar's bag. They like to create original stories, which is one of the big reasons I still like Pixar, because they create original content. They don't really pick up other properties and make movies out of that. That's just not their MO. It's not what they do.
Well, speaking about Disney properties, they actual CEO of Disney has come out saying that they're done with the woke stuff.
Oh, if only. Fine. If only. See if it's true.
Hmm. You think it's true?
Bob Iger says company's movies have been too focused on messaging, which I 100% agree. Creators lost sight of what their number one objective needed to be. Iger said at the DO Book Summit in New York on Wednesday, we have to entertain first. It's not about messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disney, woke Disney sucks. There's no way to put it other than it sucks.
Haven't all their films lately been bombing hard?
Dude, they've lost, like, I'm sure they've lost close to a billion, if not more, just this year.
They've been underwater for a minute. And Iger says ever since he left, I kind of think it was before he left as well, which he's only been gone for about a year. But at least he's noticing, like, hey, something's wrong. We're not making money. Maybe we should make a change here. And look, when they're trying to push a specific message or, you know, a specific culture or a specific idea or a specific whatever, it could really bring a movie down because they're trying to say, hey, we're inclusive. Like, it's not allowing the movie be what it was originally meant to be. Yeah.
Like, so when you're trying to push some sort of message, some sort of agenda, regardless of which side you're coming from, when you're going to watch a movie, it can be ruined by you trying too hard to push said agenda.
Yeah.
Like, movies are meant to entertain. If you want to watch something educational, by all means, they make those. But you want to watch a kid's movie, you want to go watch something that's going to make you laugh, something that's going to make you cry, something that's going to, something that's going to make you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be trying to push your ideology on other people.
Yeah, I agree.
100%.
And if they have any of that in that movie, If, I'm going to be pissed. Because If looks like a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that just released today, right? That
10 hours ago?
Released when I sent it. Yeah, I think it was like when
today's
I sent it.
Today's the 14th. It just came out. Trailer just came out. Go check that out.
Yeah.
It looks good, man. It looks unique. It's different.
You know what it reminds me of? I think this is past your time.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go on.
This is the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Yes.
I never watched it, but I saw that you guys would watch this.
I never watched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are lame. But still, like.
I actually liked it. It had, not everything about it was great, but they definitely did have their moments. And this is kind of what it reminds me of. So this movie looks like it is about helping your imaginary friends from when you were a kid adapt to a growing environment.
Miss Clues.
And to move on. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
Did you watch this trailer, Guns?
Yeah, I saw this trailer.
Okay, and what do you think?
It's pretty cool. It makes me think of what the possibilities can be if they have an evil imagination. Evil monster.
Mm. That could be interesting. I didn't think about that.
That could be interesting.
Hmm. I think you just ruined the movie. You apologize
to Beefcake
Ryan Reynolds right now for ruining his movie.
I'm sorry.
You just said we're not going to talk about spoilers, and here you are spoiling the movie.
But first, initially, I thought that was it Grimace?
Yeah, I actually did too. I'm not going to lie. As soon as I saw like all the purple fur, I was like, oh my goodness, they partnered with McDonald's.
Yeah, man. But I mean, it's something different. It's original content, right? Something new, something different. Something that people have been asking for. Like, give me something new, not a sequel instead of a prequel, instead of making a reboot from something from the 80s. Like, this is something different, unique. So, I mean, I'm interested. I'm going to give it a shot. Look into it whenever this comes out. I'm interested, man.
Yeah, for sure. If Ryan Reynolds is making a trailer for a new movie already, you think he's already done filming? They're just editing or whatever.
Huh.
Deadpool?
Well, they're still filming for Deadpool now. So yeah. They probably did this before.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Reynolds got this far on his superior acting method.
Love is blind, Wade.
You know what else has been on the imagination of many, many people, especially Southerners? Is seceding and a potential civil war.
Oh, choo, 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 choo. Guns, pew, I know he's ready.
Pew, pew.
He's always ready.
So he's I know like you're every there, other guys.
Weekend, every other weekend, he's like, you want to go to the gun range? You want to go to the gun range?
But yeah.
And then he never goes. So
you guys never freaking go, douchebags.
No. I told you, let's go halfsies on the case of ammo.
Yeah, and we're still waiting.
And you never wanted to.
A bull crap.
I'm the one that has everything. I'm waiting for you guys. Oh, I'm busy. Oh, I'm working. Oh, I'm sick.
Anyways, talk about the movie.
So Civil War seems to be a movie about, well, exactly that. Like, I mean, what would happen if, like, Texas and California and a couple other states maybe? I think the ones that they really mentioned was Texas and California. But if they were to, like, secede and, like, kind of start a civil war, it's definitely something that has been talked about here because a lot of people like to disagree with politics. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of scary to think about at the same time, because if we were to say, for example, if Texas was to secede from the U.S., we would be our own country, right?
We're big enough to do it.
But then what happens when Mexico says, hey, I want you back? Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. And then the U.S. is like, hey, I want you back. And we don't have our own proper military. Mm-hmm. What is to happen? And so in the movie, it looks like the citizens take up their arms and they go to war with the U.S.
Well, to me, it looks like a good movie. This is more on my field. I'm definitely going to go watch that. But still, how things are going, it's just like another, what can we say? Like, potential.
Like one of those movies that like trying to predict.
Yeah, like a prediction. Mm-hmm. That can happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Just
have you all seen that movie? It's a new movie.
I just saw it like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What is it?
Have you seen it? It's called Leave the World Behind. It's kind of a similar premise, except for it's other countries against the U.S. And so basically what happens is, I don't want to spoil too much of it, but there are things that are happening, like cell phone towers start going out, whatever. People can't get on the internet. They can't communicate with each other. And so people start distrusting each other and kind of falling into a sense of, oh, this is the end of the world. Come to find out, it could potentially be an attack on the U.S.
So what I've heard, supposedly this was like Obama's idea or something like that. And then he basically turned it into a movie with the directors, like potentially what could happen. And supposedly with the end product, the directors or whoever was working on the movie, they're like actually scared, like, holy crap, this can actually happen. Because it's the way they made it, it seems actually kind of realistic, I think.
Yeah, it does seem realistic. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories behind it because, like Gunn said, people are saying, oh yeah, Obama must know something because he co-produced this, apparently. Uh-huh.
You heard about that too, right? That he was involved, yeah. Or I don't know.
Yeah, he co-produced it supposedly. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Does it look like in similar lines to this Civil War movie?
Kind of, yeah. Except for I think like the Civil War movie looks a little bit more like on the battlefield,
as action, opposed to the like, beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw the trailer, like it looked interesting. It kind of reminded me more of the Jesus Christ. What's it called? Those movies where it has the one day of the year where you're allowed to do
the purge.
Anything and everything. The purge, yeah. Kind of reminded me of that. Similar vibes, give or take. It looked interesting. An interesting what-if kind of story. I don't think it's very high on my list, but I'd check it out.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
And with that being said, gentlemen, we have run out of time.
It's time to close it down.
Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We have fun. We got games, trivia, articles. We talk about movies, TV. We just have a good time here. And also follow us on social media. Brother K, where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, YouTube. And if you're looking for a sweet gift this year, check us out on Patreon, where you can find our uncut episodes. If you're on the go, Brother Guns, where can they find us?
Good thing you asked me there. Santa K. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued and replaced by YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Sweet Sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora.
And don't forget, for another sweet gift this Christmas, so sweet, while you're on those streaming platforms, don't forget to check out our other lovely podcast, Bro Etiquette, where we cover the bro code and see if it still stands true to this modern day, as yours truly, Santa Claus, still stands.
That's right.
Oh.
And if you want to find out how the SFiles stole Christmas, please feel free to email me, bogusbird@thesfiles.com.
You can email me at guns@thesfiles.com.
And you can email me any fun game suggestions at agentk@thesfiles.com. And might I say, Brother Bird, it was so intelligent of you to ask me for a ride on my sleigh from the glory holes. We are glad to have you back on this, the final episode of the year.
That is correct. That is correct. We are taking a break. We're going to take a 2-week break. We're going to enjoy the holidays. We hope that all of you enjoy your holiday as well. I know you're going to miss us. We'll miss you too, especially Guns. He's going to miss all the dick pics.
If you would like to bless Brother Guns with your special gift that God gave you, send them all to guns@thesfiles.com. He loves them big.
All double D's.
He likes them cheesy. He likes them greasy. He likes them cheesy. He likes them thick. He likes them thin. He likes them long. He likes them short. Black, white, brown, yellow, green, purple. Whatever you got. He said the girthier the better.
Wiener?
Oh,
my God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And truthfully, thank you. Let's end 2023 with a bang. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Santa K signing out. Then see you later. And as always, we will see you on the next episode of The Essay Files.
Peace out.
Later.
All right, Guns, give me one of your famous horrible transitions to Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do it, baby. You got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Run that back. Run that back. We ain't moving on until you give us a oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible stupid. Arnold. Horrible Arnold.
Can I get a oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Just ripped ass.